Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The government and other outside institutions often use standardized tests to evaluate a school's performance. But as Paul Gary Wyckoff, a professor of government at Hamilton College, explains, economic status affects a school's performance.
In the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Congress asked for a study of racial inequalities in our schools. Sociologist James Coleman conducted a nationwide study surveying 600,000 students and stunned Washington by concluding that the chief factor affecting school outcomes was not class size or teacher salary or any other school-related factor, but rather the income and education of the students' parents. Americans believe in the equalizing power of education, but Coleman suggested that educational outcomes are largely predetermined. It was, to borrow Al Gore's phrase, an inconvenient truth. Each subsequent generation has tried to forget this troubling finding, but it keeps resurfacing in numerous empirical studies. For example, in 2001, a Harvard University economist found that family variables are 11 to 14 times as powerful as school variables and neighborhood effects combined. Our current approach to educational policy focuses on holding students and teachers accountable for meeting specific, universal, test-based standards. But what if the most powerful elements for success aren't in the school, but in the family? Then the situation is much like requiring all children, whether tall or short, to jump over a hurdle of the same fixed height. If a short child can't clear the hurdle, it's unfair to blame her or her coach for not trying hard enough or for using the wrong coaching techniques. Nevertheless, our current approach continually blames low-income students and their teachers for factors that are largely beyond their control. James Coleman died in 1995, but we still struggle to come to terms with the uncomfortable truth he uncovered.
That was Hamilton College's Paul Gary Wyckoff. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime, and that's what I learned in school.